As the nation finds itself embroiled in a polarized presidential campaign, the electoral map will dramatically change in the coming years. In addition to the shifting racial demography, there are also the millennials and the subsequent generations who will transform American politics. Adam Hoffman is a political science professor at Salisbury University. We begin with the interest by those generations in an increasing role for government in society.
Sure. I mean, you know, look, as you mentioned, the millennials, Gen Z, are, you know, soon going to be the largest part of the electorate. And for a while now, they've had a much more positive view of a larger role for government in the economic sphere than their older generations. And this is clearly going to be accelerated by the pandemic. You know, where the view of government playing a positive role is something that becomes more and more popular. And, you know, to some extent, you see this play out in states, in New York, even in Michigan, where, you know, bringing it back to, you know, relating this to politics, where, you know, in Michigan, that's been particularly hard hit, and you see those numbers in the Biden versus Trump polls, you know, really surge in Biden's favor. And when you look at, when you sort of drill down to those polls, a lot of that has to do with voters taking a much more sort of positive view of how their Democratic governor has dealt with this pandemic than President Trump.
Finally, I want to ask you, it does seem as if we are, as you alluded to a moment ago, experiencing demographic change. I was looking at some figures where in 1968, whites were something like 89% or so of the electorate. Now they're down to about 68%. And obviously, the majority of the population, it will no longer be white in a few decades. Are we looking at this moment in time, the result of that kind of demographic change, that people are looking at the country, particularly white folks who have been traditionally, for instance, Reagan Democrats, that they see the country shifting dramatically, and we expect these kinds of intense confrontations and polarizations as we go through this moment in time?
Yeah, I mean, I think that will continue. I mean, that certainly will continue under Trump. Trump has done a lot to sort of animate that sense of white racial resentment from a lot of people. When Trump, you know, if Trump loses, when he goes away, will that divisiveness between races, between Democrats and Republicans, will that lessen? Perhaps. I mean, it kind of, you know, circling back to our question, it kind of depends on what the remaining Republicans do in their party. Do they rebuild the party without those, you know, racial resentment dog whistles that Trump has really sort of defined the Republican Party as being about? Or do they sort of continue with Republican Trumpism? I think that will in part determine whether or not those relations and that divisiveness that exists between whites and blacks, between liberal and Democrats, increases or decreases.
Adam Hoffman is a political science professor at Salisbury University. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.